This is Ia Dossi with WSQL News. According to WLOS, a former sailor from Brevard dies after police and paramedics say he became combative at a naval facility in Virginia. 20-year-old Derek Hemphill Jr. was arrested last Tuesday at the Naval Support Activity Facility in Norfolk, Virginia. The Navy had given him what is called a general discharge under honorable conditions last month. Workers called police to report a suspicious person last Tuesday. They responded and found Hemphill incoherent and vomiting. They suspected drug use. On the way to the police station, Hemphill passed out. Paramedics took him to a hospital where he later died. Family members say he was treated harshly before he died. Police say they are waiting on autopsy results to determine the cause of death. The family is planning a funeral on Friday. As prom season starts, North Carolina Highway Patrol troopers are conducting an initiative to reduce the number of collisions and traffic deaths involving teenagers. Troopers are calling the initiative Drive to Live and will conduct it from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day this week. Troopers will be enforcing all traffic laws around schools and conducting traffic safety education programs at high schools before the end of the school year. Traffic crashes are the leading cause of deaths among teenagers in the country and in North Carolina. Dr. James Wells' biggest priority as the new chief of staff at the VA Medical Center in Asheville is to understand the needs of local veterans. The chief of staff has direct responsibility for all clinical and patient care at the VA and the two community-based outpatient clinics in Franklin and Rutherfordton. One of his biggest challenges will be to get familiar with the complexity of cardiac surgery and cardiac catheterization operations and rural health. Wells stated that the number of patients in the rural clinics of Franklin and Rutherford County have increased. According to Wells, he is very proud of the new program called My Health Vet that has helped veterans partner with their primary care team via the internet. Wells is succeeding Dr. Keith Kostu, who served as the interim chief of staff at the Charles George VA since May. Kostu returned to his position as chief of the imaging services. And North Carolina Republicans have hired Donald Trump to speak at the party's state convention in June. The GOP says Trump will give the keynote address at 7 p.m. June 1st to kick off the three-day event in Greensboro. State GOP party chairman Robin Hayes says the real estate mogul and reality TV star is the perfect person to talk to the Republicans about entrepreneurship and job creation. Hayes says Trump's appearance should bring a unique energy and excitement to the event. The Democratic National Convention is coming to Charlotte in September. And this has been Ia Dossi for WSQL News.